And now this is a dictation for David Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S, May 2749. Address as a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kastning, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G-P-A, 842-1110. Dear Scott, a follow-up for David, last visit in January, progressive renal failure. As you are aware, a renal biopsy was done. It shows moderate arteriosclerosis, secondary type focal global glomerulosclerosis, minor atrophy. There was no evidence for immune deposits or evidence of myeloma casts or associated symptoms. I did an extensive review system, right now is negative. Is pressing medications, thyroid, cholesterol treatment, no blood pressure medicines, no anti-inflammatory agents. His blood pressure today was 124/52, at home 120s, 140s over 60s. Alert or intestine 3, no skin mucosal abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites tenderness, no edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from March. Creatinine 1.97 appears stabilizing close to 2. That represents a GFR of 35, stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, mild elevated, above 4.8, 5.2, anemia 10.5 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Recent iron studies, B12, normal. Urine without activity for blood or protein. Kidneys, small size, bilateral, no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure. Bilateral small kidneys. Biopsy proving nephrosclerosis. He has no history of hypertension. He's been taking medicines for cholesterol. I do not have an updated report. He's been told about prior minor elevated glucose that needs to be updated. Blood pressure is normal. He has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy. There is no evidence for plasma cell disorder. The prior minor elevations goes with renal failure. This is not a bone marrow disease. We will monitor potassium, anemia for potential treatment. Other chemistries are stable. He understands that this is behaving progressively, potentially requiring dialysis down the road. We discuss what is dialysis, which is done for people with symptoms, most of them with GFR less than 15 or severe volume overload. He is agreeable to do chemistries on a regular basis. We will follow over time. We will try to maximize control of cholesterol. If new diagnosis of hyperglycemia, we will also treat it. I'm willing to try for kidney protection. Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, or Jardiance. However, we will have to go very slow to not cause any volume contraction, as that will cause changes of kidney function, and of course, the potential side effects of infection. All questions answered. Continue to follow with you. End of dictation.